We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
They had in front of them an opportunity to take a large step in exercising the demons that are the Boston Bruins.
The Leafs have got to stop that whining.
Boy, what about a penalty?
How in the good name of Rocky Saginaw could you come out flat?
Who is that?
When it's crunch time.
It's stretch drive, Chris. Let's go.
And I'm looking at Kyrie Irving.
I just believe in him.
I heard Glenn today, and I'm screaming.
Glenn, leave me alone!
So the guy, the master, Glenn Ordway, the guy that says regular season basketball doesn't count.
Hey, fat head, good for you.
I've never, ever seen somebody that's able to sit on both sides of the fence as effectively as Glenn Ordway.
Let him crawl there like he crawls for the f***ing ring.
Right now.
Yay, South!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, so we got big games tonight.
Oh,
we got big games. A lot of stuff's going to be determined tonight, I think. Not that the series are going to be over, but you've got to admit that if the Bruins win tonight, obviously,
good shape.
They're in great shape. You're two games to go, and you can close this thing out. Obviously, if you lose it, your backs are against the wall. The Celtics, we'll find out. Can they do it on the road? Can they go out there on the road? This is a crappy team. I don't care what that...
And if they win, good shape. Up
3-0. Good shape. And
finish the thing off over the weekend.
Finish it off. Have a short series. Get some rest before you take on Milwaukee.
Sox win. World Series. Turn the whole thing around. Starting tonight.
Three-game series that, believe it or not, you ever remember an April series that was as important as this one was? This is an important April series.
I told you, how about the last one?
I know. I told you earlier that, like, it's like April. What is today? The 20th?
Today's the 19th.
19th.
Like, last night, I was actually, like, following, like, the Rays, that game in extras, hoping that they would lose. Like, I'm watching the scoreboard.
They were playing Baltimore.
Because I'm like, they can't keep going, right? The Yankees lost. I'm like, oh, this is a good night. Yankees and Rays both lose. I'm watching the scoreboard. It's April 19th because I'm afraid they're going to fall back. I don't know how many games.
Yeah, I don't think I can do this much longer. So they need to do something this weekend. Or by Monday, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to sit there and say, you know what? Well, let's go watch the Bruins. Go watch the Celtics. I'll get away from this a little bit. Christian's on vacation today, and he's missing the possibility that sometime this afternoon we may see the video of Robert Kraft in the
you
buff.
Think?
Prove me wrong, nerd.
Well, according to CNN, somebody is attempting to sell the video that allegedly shows Robert Kraft during that prostitution sting at a Florida day spa. Motion filed by the attorneys representing the two women accused of running that spa say that Kraft is accused of patronizing, accused law enforcement of violating a temporary protective order by leaking the video.
You got a little tune-up, boom.
Little tune-up. But if this blast, this website, they're sitting there basically telling you that somebody's out there trying to sell it.
And a few details, right? The arms crossed behind the back.
Isn't that how you do it when you're in the massage parlor? Well, do you do it face down where you have that little hole, that little pillow that's got the hole in it?
Usually start face down, but that's all right.
And you drop it down there, and then you turn to your side, you go, oh, my nose, you know?
Didn't you know this was going to happen? I know you keep saying, like, oh, they got a serious lawsuit in their hands.
Well, they do if this
when it gets leaked. Yeah, okay, then they're going to go try to find. Okay, yeah, then you know what? They're going to have a lawsuit in their hands. Because it is. I don't know if you saw this, but our two masseuses, Hu Zhang and Lin Wang,
yes,
our two women there, their hearing's coming up, but apparently they're not happy. They're pissed, too. They're looking to hold these groups in criminal contempt. They feel like there's no, I mean, and it's true, right? When these things get leaked, we know where it came from.
The cops.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Right? Where this video came from.
Yeah.
So if it's getting leaked out there and people are sitting there putting a price tag on it right now, there's only one place where it originated from. The little leak, who knows where it's traveled after that, but we know where it started, and it started right there.
No, if this story is true, Lou, this is a significant story today because the other part of it is the case where all of the media outlets want them to make sure that they stand by, what is it called, the Sunshine Law, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever
Florida Law,
whatever. Where they have to release at the end of the trial, they have to actually release all of the evidence. This is different. This is a media outlet that is willing to spend a lot of money so that they can go out there and they can sensationalize this and get themselves a lot of clicks, a lot of attention. This is much different than the Globe and CNN and everybody else getting it because they're not going to pay for it. That's not how they do business.
If they're right, they can just go get it.
Right.
Right? I mean, they're hoping that they're just going to go get it. Now, the thing is that if it's true, what is this called, the blast?
Yes.
Okay. If they actually have it or they've seen it or whoever's selling it.
They say they've seen it.
Okay. How many copies do you think there are right now? 100? Like, how many? You're not going to just have one copy and say, well, good, just keep her here. Well, should we make a copy? Nope. Well, just keep one.
My guess is it's a file somewhere in which I can make a zillion copies. I can make as many copies as you want.
Because I would sit there the minute you see that and you say, okay, well, let's say there's one tape, which I don't think anybody thinks there is. So where does who's buying the tape? TMZ is obviously a player here, right? If you're Portnoy, you bid more money than anybody. And you hold a little emergency press conference, and you say you got the chip right here, you got the video right here.
Emergency press conference.
You have your fire, everybody's got the Fire Goodell t-shirts on, a little advertising for the company. You hold a little party, and you burn it.
Except that you...
And then you get season tickets, you know, at Gillette, do whatever you want. Kraft loves you even more than he already does. But, as we said, there's a million of these things.
Yeah, I was going to say, in somebody's hard drive, they have a duplicate copy.
It's getting out.
Because I felt the same way this morning. I'm thinking about the story, and I'm saying, okay, Kraft's going to have to pay a fortune after these tapes, if they get out. He's going to have to pay a fortune going out there and suing everybody for the unlawful leaking of this video. And he can go after this media group because this media group now knows, all of these media groups now know, that there is a temporary restraining order on the protective custody of those videos.
If he only had the means.
He has the means. He has the means. By the way, he can pay more than Portnoy can, okay? Yeah, he can pay more than The Blast or TMZ. But it... My guess is, and that's where you get, you want to go low? I'll go a little bit lower. I can play a little bit lower if you want to play right into the swamp. The problem is that you already said it. So he does that, and he pays $1 million to have this thing squashed. He takes it. See you later. Goodbye. I want the little, a chip. And guess what happens? Somebody else has it the very
Somebody
next
else day. Has it. He buys it. Portnoy buys it. Somebody buys it. And next thing you know, they're selling another one to another company, right?
Right.
This is what I said. It's coming out. And I don't know if you heard Florio this morning.
This is America!
Can he get his $1 million back, by the way, if they leak it out?
I don't know if we have that. Do you have that this morning, Mike Florio? I mean, I think inevitably, I agree with him. This video is coming out.
It does feel like it's inevitable that this thing is going to be leaked one way or the other. It's either going to be publicly made available, and if they block all avenues for it to be publicly disclosed, somebody is going to find a way to privately leak it. But I tell you what, there will be hell to pay if that happens, because you'll be able to argue that there's a violation of the law embedded there somewhere, and there will be some pressure, definitely from Bob Kraft's camp and maybe from the public at large, to address what would be an unlawful activity of leaking a video before there is legal authorization to do so.
So unlike Florio,
it's happening.
I'm not a lawyer. But like Mike Francesa, apparently I've taken a couple courses.
That's the first thing I ever learned when I used to take any of those legal courses was you have to go into the court with clean hands.
I've been saying the same thing that Mike Florio just said for weeks now. This is what would happen. But it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference because the damage is already done. If this gets out, I don't know. I understand how people don't see that if this video gets out, this is an owner of the National Football League.
Voila.
This is one of the huge benefactors of many of the hospitals and charities in this city, okay? For him to have on as part of his legacy, this wild videotape of him getting a little extra, maybe a lot extra, at a massage parlor, is extremely dangerous. It goes with him forever. It's on this thing, this laptop. Anytime you want to see it, Lou, with his hands crossed behind his head,
that's
will see it.
That's the problem. That's going to be
huge damage.
I would say outside of New England, that will be the file photo. Right? I'm just saying, it'll be a snapshot of him.
Yeah.
You know, at any point within this video.
Please, God.
You pick the moment, but there will be a pause
and a
screenshot, and that'll be the file photo if anything ever happens to Robert or the Patriots or whatever.
But not that it wasn't erotic.
It does tremendous damage. to him, his reputation, everywhere he goes.
I just don't know how he's going to stop it from getting out. I really don't. From day one, I don't know. I always felt like it's coming out from day one. And I know the legal ramifications, and I know these companies are taking risk, whoever brings it out, or if it's already leaked, somebody's already broken the law. But yeah. I just find it hard to believe that this thing, this video of Robert Kraft, is not going to get out. I find that extremely hard to believe.
But it sounds like it's knocking on somebody's a door with this one. And by the way, if you're wondering what the blast is, don't take them lightly. Okay? Don't take them lightly.
It's like, what, TMZ old school?
Yes. That is Mike Walters, who was one of the guys that was there on day one with Harvey Levin, who started TMZ. That's who it is, Trey. And so he left about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's heavily financed by this French company. And this French company has a lot of holdings in what you'd call tabloid entertainment, including they are the company that produces Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Gossip.
So this is not some you know, off-the-cuff, stiff. This is somebody who broke away. Mike Walters was the head of the news desk. He apparently was the guy that was breaking all of those TMZ stories. Mm-hmm. Harvey Levin wasn't doing it. He was doing it. Harvey Levin was the face of the company on TV.
So it's real.
It's real. This is a legit.
So you think they've seen it? You think it's out there?
Why would they? This is not a fly-by-night outfit. You see stuff on the internet. You see people that are blogging, people that are out there that are coming up with phony crap that is all made up, that we all know is all made up.
Yeah, this is another with no sources, right?
I don't believe this is one of those, Bill. Somebody with no sources. So why would they lie? Because if they don't have it and it's proven that it's not out there, this company looks like total fool.
Yeah, not only that, but I want to get to what else could happen with that company, right?
Good.
I mean, we'll get to it.
Yes. And they may be competing with TMZ. It may be that whoever's got the tape said, you know what? I'm going to get the blast and TMZ bidding against each other. All right, we'll start with Kraft. We're going to get to the Celtics. We're going to get to the Bruins. We're going to get to the Red Sox as well. This is not as easy as people think this coming weekend.
We'll get to Kyrie Irving.
This is very difficult. We're going to get to Kyrie Irving as well. 617-779-7937. All of those topics on the table here on a Friday. No big fella. Fourier is still down there in Cabo drinking heavily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get you back to more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is different because there's no act of violence there, but there's just something about video changing the analysis. Even though we know what the video will show, it changes everything, and you throw all the factors together, it's going to be inescapable to the league. But we'll have to do something here. And I think the best outcome would be for Bob Kraft to impose a sanction on himself that would be as much or more than what the commissioner would ever even consider doing.
Mike Florio this morning. And it's interesting he says that because I totally agree. I think the video is so damaging to this guy. And it, certain guy, you know, player, if this had happened, maybe a player who's in his 20s might be able to get away with something like this. And the funny thing is, Lou, when you think about it, I think if we would ask most guys that listen to this radio station, they kind of laugh off what Kraft did. Now, nobody liked the whole trafficking end of it. And once we found out that wasn't involved, most guys are sitting there going, oh, okay, big deal. 77-year-old guy needed a little, right?
Yeah.
And that's how they look at it.
Unless you live your life offended by everything, and then you try to connect the dots and turn it into, you know, trafficking. And we know who those people are.
There are a lot of those people out there these days, okay? And I think women feel a little bit different about this one. And I think Kraft will get a much different reaction out of females than he will with males. But if the video goes out there, to me, that's the most embarrassing part. You see the story where a couple of Kraft's friends, apparently anonymously behind closed doors, are sitting there saying, I don't know why he just won't give this one up and throw the towel in.
Yeah.
It's all about the video. I think he would if he had assurances that video was going bye-bye. I don't think he can because the video is going to take a guy who views himself as one of these guys who's a mover and a shaker and a guy who helps out charities and helps out so many people. This kills all of that, even though he'll probably continue to do that stuff. You can't get around the embarrassment of what this video would look like.
Yeah, and it's... you're right. I know what you mean, because how involved he is in community and different charities. I just disagree with what Florio said. The act itself, it isn't like a domestic violence act. It isn't like seeing a picture of Adrian Peterson's kid, with the bruises, I just feel like it isn't, because there was unknowns, when you heard about Ray Rice and others, it was just, you heard Adrian Peterson with the switch and he hit his kid and you're like, okay. Then you see the pictures, but you didn't know what happened in that elevator with Ray Rice. She just, the first video we saw, remember, he was just dragging her out of the elevator. Yeah.
Which was disturbing. Yeah.
But you didn't know how it got to that point. When you saw the video, you saw the action. You saw him hitting her, which made you angry. When you see a video like that, now you're like, wow. I don't know why I needed to see it, but now that I saw how hard he hit her, that she was knocked out, it changes it. You become angry. With this one, I still feel like it doesn't change the action. It doesn't change what happened. The aftermath, you're absolutely right. People are going to throw it up there left and right. He's going to walk around the embarrassment with all the stuff that he does around town, throughout the country. It's going to be rough for him.
We know him, and we see him.
The video, I just don't. It's not going to change what I think happened. We all know.
No, I don't think it changed. We all know what happened.
But did you know what happened with Ray Rice?
You needed to
see the video.
No, but that,
so it's different.
No, but that was a violent act, and it was extremely disturbing. This is a 77-year-old guy who, I may add, is a single guy, not married, because a married guy, his wife should be furious about this, right? So this is a single guy right now.
Or his girlfriend.
His girlfriend might have an issue, but she also has a child with somebody else, does she not? At least that's what we're told, right?
Maybe this was payback.
Payback is a bitch. What they say. You know that.
All right.
But in this case, we all know what happened, and we're looking at it and saying it's not a real crime. Okay, it's against the law. It's a misdemeanor. It's not a real crime. I think women are looking at this differently. I think he will be viewed much differently. I think there will be a lot of those feel-good groups that you were talking about who will no longer invite him to these big fancy dinners where he usually comes in and drops about $100,000 or in some cases $1 million, right, to help the charity. They're not going to invite him. They're going to keep him away because they don't want that look, because some people in society, unlike you and I, are going to look at that and frown upon it and say it's awful. And
people shouldn't be able to do that.
And you're right. It's totally different from violence toward a female. Mm-hmm. Totally different. And we know now that the trafficking angle of it does not exist.
Right.
So it was a guy on a Saturday
this
or
is about
Sunday
soliciting prostitution.
Hey, he was tailgating for that Kansas City AFC Championship game. Some people tailgate differently than others, right?
It's a hell of a day.
Getting ready for that game. All right, let's get to the phone calls on this. And then Lou's got a theory on what's going on with his tape, and we'll get to that as well. Here's Kevin in Easton. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Kevin.
Good. All right, so Kraft, he is the, owner of the New England Patriots. Okay, he is the top, like everybody has to, he has to lead by example. Let's look at Tiger Woods in golf. Golf is a much more prestigious game, okay, much more respected game. What did Tiger Woods put out? You saw everything with Tiger Woods.
And well, we didn't see nude pictures, and we saw his adventure on the front lawn. We remember that. We've seen his escapades with these other women. We saw when he was apparently drugged up and he got stopped, and we know all of that stuff. We've seen the video of that. But that, again, it's an athlete versus an owner of a team, which the commissioner's already come out and said, and I think he's right, that these people have to be judged at a different standard.
I understand that, all right, but doesn't Tiger Woods represent himself when he goes on to Augusta National? Like, think about it. You know what I mean? That's his brand.
I understand. And then how many sponsors took off when what happened with Tiger Woods?
But now they're back on him.
But he's his own business.
Right.
You said
what is Kraft?
He represents himself. I think Kraft represents a lot more than himself. That's all. You know, and I just think it's, you know, Tiger Woods, he hurt his own individual business. It was up to him individually to build that back up, and that was physically, mentally get back on the course and handle his business. I think it's more damaging. It's more damaging to Robert Kraft. You don't think so?
You think Kraft can rebuild his brand?
I think it's always going to be there. Don't you?
It's going to be there, absolutely. Just like Tiger Woods, there's going to be an asterisk next to his name. But still, he can build it back. Look at what people were doing on Sunday. They loved him.
Yeah, they loved him as an athlete. But I think people still they don't feel great about Tiger Woods and some of the other stuff in his life.
If you're interested what Tiger Woods looks like naked, you can go find it.
There you can.
But he's a 77-year-old guy. Okay, this guy was married.
I think it's different when you're an athlete and you're your own business and you are the owner of a football team.
Yes.
And an influential owner in the league.
That represents the region, you know. What does he always say? I'm not the owner, I'm just the caretaker. You know, they all like to say the owners.
Yes,
it's really a lie. They're the owners. They get the profits. Yeah. They get a lot out of it. The appreciation when they finally sell it. But they love to always say, and John Henry does the same thing.
You want to compare it to the athlete. Okay, Tiger Woods comes out, he wins the Masters. Does he fix his image? So if the Patriots win the Super Bowl this year, everything's fine with Robert?
No.
It's different. So. It's completely different.
Completely different. Before we get back to the phone call, your theory on this, the blast. Why would a up-and-coming...
My thing. So, the blast. You ever heard of the blast before this?
I did not hear about it. I had to go look it up today and find out what it was all about and who owned it.
So, to me, you don't advertise that you have it and you're thinking about putting it out or you're thinking about buying it or whatever, because the minute people find out you have it, don't you think Kraft's lawyers are all over this company already?
You would think.
They've already sent them something written, whatever. You know, you're not allowed to send this out. We'll sue, all this other stuff. So why announce that you have it only to bring attention to yourself unless that's the only reason why you're doing it?
To get the attention, because now we know what the blast is.
I don't think whoever has it is not going to advertise. We have it. We're thinking of buying it. Just want to let you know. I don't know if we're going to put it out yet. Hey, we'll see what happens. No, they're going to just put it out. Period. End of story. Kraft's all over this company, the blast. His lawyers are all over them right now already. Now you're talking about them, aren't you?
Yeah. So if you're the attorneys right now for the blast, and they're being financed, as I mentioned, by this French company that has a lot of entertainment holdings, you're probably sitting there saying, we can't put it out now, guys, because they know that we know it's part of a temporary restraining order. If we put it out, our business is not solid enough.
No.
They'll come and put us right out of business.
So by advertising that someone has offered you and you've already seen it.
It's a good theory, Lou.
You've pretty much guaranteed that you can't release it. And all the only benefit you got from this was having people talk about the blast.
It's a good theory. It is.
So here's the thing.
Finally got one right. Wiggy got all the others right. You finally got this one
right. So here's the thing.
Hockey expert. Yeah. Wiggy.
Are you sure they have it? Or was this a ploy the entire time?
We'll make it all up and we'll say that we have it. You know what we'll do? We'll lie.
It's not that hard to sit there and try to, you know, I've seen a video and here's what it looks like. Robert's lying on a massage table. He's got his hands behind his head and he's not wearing pants. I mean,
you could voice over porn, you know.
You couldn't write that script?
Be good at it, though.
You couldn't, you know?
This radio thing doesn't work out for you. It's a backup. Either that or you could play second base tonight for the Red Sox.
There you go.
We got nobody else.
I'm not so sure they got it. I've seen it.
617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, they're funny. That's Boomer and Geo.
Or third.
Morning Drive in Fan, New York.
He's right.
He is absolutely right. And this is all it's about. It's about exploitation and make a fool out of Robert Kraft. Because you tell me.
It's my constitutional right to see that video as a citizen of America.
Basically with his pants around his ankles.
America.
By the way, has Francesa ever been to a massage parlor? They do not ask you to drop your pants down to your ankles.
No, but didn't you say he was like in the area when it was all
going down. He was like, oh, I was a mile away.
You're right. He said he was a mile away.
Has to be part of everything.
I'm surprised he didn't say he got a phone call from Kraft. Hey, can you pick me up? My Bentley. I can't find the Bentley. The guy in the Bentley was supposed to pick me up. But you tell me, who the hell actually would like to see a videotape of a 77-year-old guy lying on a table getting a little oral sex? Who really would want to see that?
It's curiosity.
It's all about craft. It's all about a celebrity.
You're a human being, and you're curious.
Right. And even more so. Outside of New England, this is the owner of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, you want more? You want embarrassment?
Yes. The team that has dominated sports for 20 freaking years, and look at what he's doing.
If this is the owner of, I don't know, pick a team.
Tampa Bay.
A sucky team.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, then we wouldn't even be mentioning it anymore. It'd be over with. Voila. And then we'd probably see the video at some point and be like, whatever.
That's what this is all about. They're going to embarrass the guy.
Yeah.
And all these media outlets are all dying to get it. Yeah. But I think it really hurts him from a lot of different fronts. Forget about the suspension by the commissioner. See, that's the least of my worries. What does he do? On a week-to-week basis, game-to-game, what does Bob Kraft do? You said they're going 11-5. I had him 12-4. If Robert Kraft is suspended for 6 games, 8 games, 16 games.
Eight. Team falls apart. They don't know what to do
without
their leader.
They don't get that pep talk.
7-9.
That pep talk after a win.
7-9. They'll fall apart.
They think about it in the third quarter, but we're going to have no Kraft. What are we going to do
after the game?
What are we going to do? They're still going 12-4. They're still going 11-5. It does not make a difference.
Go to Brian. I want to know where we got it all wrong.
Okay, let's go to Brian in Connecticut. Hello, Brian.
How are you guys?
Good, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Good. Hey, I just can't believe that in this day and age, the two of you can make light of prostitution not being a real serious situation. I mean, do you know what these girls are going through?
At Orchids of Asia?
Whether or not this was trafficking or not, prostitution is the origin of trafficking.
Oh, so whether or not, isn't it important to determine whether or not it was there?
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, like, you're looking at the individual case, or you're looking at prostitution, the history of prostitution in our country.
Any man who drives up to a corner or goes into a strip club and because he's got a pocket full of money and he's going to exploit some woman who's down and out, or vice versa, a woman with a lot of money who's going to exploit some guy who's down and out on his luck.
So you feel the same, Brian? You're
playing both angles there, aren't you, Brian?
You feel the same way about strip joints and gentlemen who go to strip joints.
I think the whole thing is disgusting.
Okay, so it's a morality. But Brian, hold on. It's a morality thing with you, and I get it. It might be your religion. It may be some other reason you went. Okay, that's fine. You're entitled to that. So let me ask you this. We're looking at the state of Florida, and we're looking over the last 5 or 10 years, and we're looking at the way that they have treated these incidents. In virtually every one of them, they have not charged any of these Johns. They have literally brought them in, talked to them, and then they let them go. No charges. So they have due to absolutely nothing.
That's why guys like you who are on air need to start making a point so that changes.
Hey, Brian, you want to play your own morality play?
Brian, you want to make strip joints illegal. Right. I mean, you want me to go as far as you and say the people who walk into a strip joint, they should be arrested? Because of your
is one thing, but what goes on illegally in a strip joint's another. I mean, let's face it.
But okay, what's Brian, the difference? If I'm going to be giving some girl single to strip in front of me, I mean, am I exploiting her?
Yes.
Poor girl? All right, so you think those should be illegal.
So, Brian,
is this Lou Maloney?
Yes, it is. Is this Brian from Connecticut?
It is.
Bootylicious.
I can't even keep your name straight. It doesn't matter that much to me.
Well, it's apparently
it did.
Oh, my God, Brian. Hey, Brian. Listen, you want to do your little morality play? You're entitled to do it, brother. Call the program director. They'll put you on here, and you can sit here, and you can do your little morality play.
Yeah.
We change people every night at 6 o'clock. Do your little morality play. But hold on. But look at fairness. Look at fairness. And all I'm saying about with him is fairness with Kraft, because you're right. He did something wrong. He did something illegal, and I think we all believe he did it. But in the case of him, they are treating him totally different than they have treated anybody else that has been charged with this or not even charged with this in Florida. Is that fair? Is that equitable?
That point, but That's not what I called in to talk about.
I know. You wanted to talk about your morality play, and we heard it. And as I said, you want to spout it off, you're entitled to do
so. See, what bothers me is that...
Shame!
And we've seen it. I don't know.
Feel shame.
The special, you know,
it's
special
Friday.
Interest.
It's good Friday.
Yeah,
too.
The special interest groups, right, that want to preach about the issue of human trafficking in our country or prostitution in our country. I personally like to stick with each individual case and look at them separately. Robert Kraft broke the law. He committed a crime. He solicited prostitution. Okay.
We're now, not disputing that. Nobody's
disputing. No one's
disputing
that.
No.
Now, their lawyers are going to try to find some loopholes to try to, you know, get the charges dropped or whatever it might be. We're talking about a video getting out. But I'm not going to sit there, you know, on my little pedestal and sit in a podium and just start talking about the issues of prostitution in our country and human trafficking.
I think
that's for
the
somebody
monsters.
Else to do. Apparently, Brian in Connecticut wants to do it.
Are you still against human trafficking?
I'm still against it.
I am still against
are
it.
You?
Mutt is still for it. I'm still against
it's
it.
It's been a while since we've established
Mutt is still
that.
For it, and Mutt is applauding Wiggy, apparently, for taking the same position he's taken, even though Mutt doesn't know the position that Wiggy's taken.
Yeah.
But so be it. Back to the phone calls we go. Here's Michael down in the Cape. Hi, Mike.
Hashtag Mutt was right.
Hey,
what's
Michael.
Going on, guys? How are you?
Good.
First, I hope the video never comes out. I do not know who would want to watch that. But realistically, my question for you guys is, I don't see how a suspension for an owner really has any impact on anything.
It doesn't.
If the NFL really cared, they could go a different direction with this, trying to make an example out of them. I don't know how they would do it, but do you think if the video is released in some way that it would change the punishment for him? Do you think it would be larger if it was?
Yes, because I think the commissioner is not going to judge the number of games of the suspension on the offense. What he's going to do is he's going to judge it on the reaction of his customers, the fans out there. And it's going to be an upheaval. That video is going to be embarrassing. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be talked about on news shows, on entertainment shows, your 11:30 TV talk shows at night. Saturday Night Live will have bits on it. It embarrasses the National Football League. They're going to throw the book at them.
Well, how much more does it embarrass the National Football League when a player kicks a girl who's sitting on the ground in the head and gets eight games for it?
It embarrasses them a lot, and that's why they do throw the book at some of these guys. But you have a players' association now that can step in and protect the player. The owner is on his own, and there are probably a bunch of other owners out there who wink-wink are saying to the commissioner, hey, make sure you throw the book, you know, that's the Patriot owner, make sure you throw the book at him. So it's different. He doesn't have protection.
The argument, too, is that we've seen the CBA, the owners are held to a higher standard.
Yeah.
I mean, as they should be. And, I mean, I think Brian had a small point. Obviously, prostitution's a big deal, and, you know, it should be noted. But I think men in general, I think we understand what's going on there. And it was what it
was. Listen, I don't think he should get as much as Irsay got. But he's going to get more because it's got a lot more attention. I mean, Irsay had OxyContin. He had 25,000 cash.
Well, he was in a car. He could have killed somebody.
I mean,
exactly.
And I mean, you know, forget about the fact that his girlfriend and
she was dead,
passed out, dead in an apartment that he owned. Like, who the hell knows what happened there?
Of an overdose.
Like, that's a lot of stuff going on. We're talking about felony charges with what the amount of Oxy he had.
Six games.
Hey, Quentin.
I mean, Kraft shouldn't get, if you're looking at that, I'd say Kraft, give him like four and move on. But you know what? It's going to be more than that because there's so much attention and it's about embarrassment. And that's why they're going to give him more than Irsay.
I believe the men are the most guilty.
Pete is in Connecticut. Hello, Pete.
Hey, boys. I got a couple of scenarios and I'm going to end with a question. Now, if this happened, if Kraft, which I don't know what he was thinking about when he went down to South Florida and did this. The guy's a billionaire.
He lives there.
But
he has a house down there in West Palm. He spends a lot of time down there.
But to do that at a cheap parlor, I just don't know. And the guy's brilliant to me. I love him.
Let me give you what a lawyer friend of mine brought up. And I'll give it, because this is not my opinion. He brought it up, and I think he made an awful lot of sense, because I brought up the same question to him. You know, why would Kraft do that? And he said, well, one, he might know these women. He might have some type of relationship in the past. And two, you could, with his wealth and his private home down there, his enclave, he could have brought a prostitute to that home. But in this day and age, a prostitute shows up, he's a billionaire, and she suddenly says, I didn't want it. I just came over for a drink.
Something. Exactly.
And, okay, right. So that's why.
But let me make a couple points. If Kraft did this in Revere, you think that tape ever even gets
release or it just disappears, right? Because it happened in South Florida, and they're all friggin' Dolphins fans down there. They want to prosecute them. They want to embarrass them. That's one. Now, hang on. Hear me out. If Don Shula does that in Revere, the prosecution would have went nuts, and they would have had that on every billboard in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, most likely, do you think? All right.
It's an interesting theory. It's a possibility. By the way, everything disappears in Revere, doesn't it?
Two other stiffs, as we call them.
So I don't know if it was a laundry issue, because that's what he's bringing up. I think it was more, and it seems to be more like this, that this whole crew down there, the state's a county attorney, prosecutor, they were kind of embarrassed with the whole human trafficking angle. And then they really got pissed off when this billionaire showed up. And instead of doing what most people do, and that is, go out the back door, see you later, go ahead. You got a little. We're going to let you go. Go out. Instead, he came with, he lawyered up. And he loaded up and tried to make fools of them. I just don't think they like that. I think it's more that than it is this stupid idea of Dolphin fans versus Patriot fans.
I do. I think so. Listen, it doesn't matter. Dolphin fans, forget about it. It could be anywhere. It could have been in Oklahoma. It's Robert Kraft.
Fired.
It's the New England Patriots. Dude, people are watching. They want anything. You do something little coming up here in the offseason, during the season, that 30 other teams have done in the last 2 years, it'll blow up. How many times do we sit here on Monday and say, God, thank God that didn't happen to the Patriots? Can you imagine if that happened to the Patriots?
Yeah.
We'd be talking about it all week, but it goes away on Monday. It's no big deal, whether it be something happening in a game. Headsets. How many times do headsets go out in the NFL on a weekly basis? How many times do we talk about them for a week? Only when it's in New England, and their coach goes on and acts like a little bitch in postgame.
We're listening to the Patriots radio
thank you.
Podcast.
Thank you. It happens, and then you know what? 3 weeks later, it happened to him again. Did he go out and say something stupid like that? Yeah. No. Why? Because it's the Patriots.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Everybody in the country absolutely loves this. The only regret they have, probably have, fans across the NFL, other cities, that it wasn't Belichick or Brady. It would have been much better off if it was Belichick or Brady. Then it would have affected the team a lot more. That's probably what they wish right now. But, no, they love the fact that, and that's why this video is so important. I'll go back to the point I was trying to make to Brian, who was all upset and he was on his moral high horse. I understand what he did. And you may dislike it, and you may be totally against any of these plays. I get all of that. But he should be treated the same way all of these other Johns have been treated over the years. This is now a special case. It's also a political elected official that is running all of this. Somebody who already was in the state house down there.
But we're just a little short of being able to prove that.
Who, by the way, Brian, is on that same moral high horse you're on.
And what was his platform?
His platform was to eliminate all prostitutes.
That's interesting. I think they are the monsters. Yeah.
And he,
that's interesting.
And what he believes is the problem is not the prostitutes, but it's the Johns. So it's the customers that keep on going in there. So in other words, Lou, the drug dealers are not the problem. It's the users, the buyers that are the problem right now. That's how he's looking at it. And in this case, he got himself a big fish, and he sat there and said, I am going to, like special interest groups do all the time in society these days, I am going to exploit this for my gain.
Robert Kraft, a pal of President Trump's.
Everybody talks human trafficking. Everybody, they always compared it to drugs, and if you smoke weed, now you're supporting the cartel, all those other things, right?
Yeah.
So the whole thing is we got to get rid of the Johns. If there aren't any Johns, then there'll be no prostitution. Okay, that's like saying if no one's out there, we have to get rid of everyone who smokes weed.
Please.
Okay, that's what we got to get rid of everyone that does drugs. And if we do that, then nobody will buy drugs. They won't be able to sell them. If we can get rid of everybody,
for
example, let's just say tomorrow, Saturday, not picking Saturday for any reason, but other than the fact that it's Saturday, it might be, April 20th.
Yep.
If we sat there and said, you know what? We need to go find everyone that smokes weed.
The substances are wafting.
And if we can get rid of them, then we can get rid of the people that sell it.
Yes. What do you think the chances are?
Zero.
I smell marijuana, but I have
absolutely
no idea where it came from.
Zero chance of any of that happening. Because there's always going to be looking for someone that's going to be looking to be, to get off.
Zero.
And you can go drug, sex, whatever the hell you want with that one.
Right. And the other part of it that Brian missed is that the purpose of all of this was not necessarily to get these Johns, except for, one guy who had his own self-interest in all of this. But by going in to a judge to be able to get this little sneak and peek and put the video cameras in there, they were trying to get some bigger trafficking deal. All they were using the Johns for was just so that they knew they had sex. Mm. They know that. They know that. We all know that. Everybody knows that. You don't need the videotape now to go out there and embarrass everybody.
By the way, did you get the company email about tomorrow? Be careful.
No.
Well, tomorrow's.
April, do we have a company email?
April 20th.
We do.
It's tomorrow.
So?
Be careful.
Why?
Well, you know, medical marijuana might be legal some places, but, you know, hey, still not here at Intercom, baby. I'm telling you. You know what? I'll be thinking of them. Too,
right around
6 o'clock tomorrow night. I'll be thinking about it.
Let me tell you something. I did Mikey Adams' podcast the other night.
Yeah.
It's in the podcast.
Is he part of the company?
No, but I just did it the other day.
I actually sent out an email yesterday. I read
no, they what did.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God. I got to go look this up.
Just be careful.
Really?
Reminder. Like reminder, what? Tomorrow's April 20th, just a reminder.
Because you're hiding those eggs. You might be, you know, taking a puff or two.
Yeah, okay. Give I was like, hey, thanks for the reminder.
All right, 617-779-7937. We start with Kraft today because there's a website out there that claims that they have been offered the video. And they have given us a description of what the video
lying.
Is. The cameras are right above Kraft, hands behind his head. All this activity going on, and the camera's got a full angle, everything. They got the whole thing. They claim they have access to it right now. They haven't told us whether they're going to purchase it or not. This could be extremely embarrassing for Kraft. Meanwhile, everybody's scrambling in court now to make sure this thing does not get out there. They do have a temporary restraining order holding back any of the video. We'll get into the Bruins. We'll get into the Celtics, all with big games tonight. And... are we close to the end of the Red Sox season? We'll get into that as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.